My dear brothers and sisters, all the readings today are mainly about prayer. Perseverance in prayer, constancy in prayer, and trust in God as we pray. They are also about the trustworthiness and justice of God, the type of justice that reaches out to the poor and the weak, enabling them to fight against injustice. In our first reading, God demonstrated to the Israelites that he was the one in charge of their lives, history, and circumstances. Of course, their success depended totally on him. Moses, the great prophet and intercessor, did what he knew how to do best: unceasing intercession for his people. Through his action and intercession, he gave credence to this popular saying that prayer is the master key to success. As long as Moses' hands were raised, lifted up to God in prayer, the Israelite soldiers were victorious in battle. But when he let his arms fall, Israel began to lose the battle. Moses came to realize that he needed help and patience. And so Aaron and Hur came to his help to keep his arms raised. And with this, Israel won the battle. So it was his patience, that Moses realized that God was telling him something, that he cannot do it alone, and he needed help from Aaron and Hur. Just as Moses got tired, my dear people of God, there can come a time in our lives when we find we cannot pray. Not only can we not lift up our arms in prayer like Moses, but we cannot lift our hearts in prayer. It is above all in such moments and times that we appreciate the prayers of others. When we cannot pray ourselves, we can be supported spiritually by the prayers of others in our lives. The prayer of others for us can help us to pray again. It can lift up our faith as if we are being held up as we grow weary. When our prayer falters, it is a great comfort to know that we have brothers and sisters and friends who continue to support us in prayer. This reading reminds us that our victory in life depends so much on God. It also reminds us that the solution to our daily struggles and quest have both spiritual and physical dimensions. Hence, if we neglect God in our life's struggle, while trusting only in the arms of our flesh, we might not make it. So we must be steadfast in prayer. Also, we must do what we have to do. In other words, prayer and action. In all circumstances of life, we must constantly abide in God's presence with our minds and hearts lifted up in prayer, like Moses and the psalmist of today. If we continuously lift up our hands and eyes to God in prayer, then our help will definitely come from the Lord who made heaven and earth, because he does not fail. In today's second reading, Paul reminds us of the importance of Scripture in our Christian faith and journey. As an inspired word of God, this Holy Scripture must be the guiding principle of our daily lives and action, and of course, our prayer life. He instructs Timothy to persevere in his ministry, to proclaim the word of God with persistence in all circumstances, and to use it to correct, reprove, and above all, appeal with patience. Hence, if we must remain faithful to God in continuous prayer, we must also learn to meditate on his words. When we pray with his words and let it illumine our minds, we can, through constant and prayerful study of the inspired word of God, find the much needed faith to persevere in prayer in the presence of God. In today's gospel reading, Jesus further underscores the importance of continuous prayer. Writing, Luke says, he told his disciples a parable about the need to pray continually and never to lose heart. In that parable, the widow pestered the judge for justice. But for a long time, he refused and wasn't bothered. As we can hear from his own mouth, he neither fears God nor respects any person. The widow continued to bother him. Somehow, he came to realize that this widow may bother him to death. At last, he knew that it is better for him to do what the widow wants, which is justice. The widow persisted and waited. And from that, we learn that all things happen in God's time. So, even when we pray for what is good, right, and just, we must have to be prepared to wait. Saint Monica prayed and waited for a good 30 years before her son, Saint Augustine, was converted. Saint Monica, through her patience in prayer, became the model for all mothers praying for the conversion of their children. The people of Israel wandered and waited in the desert for a good 40 years before they entered the promised land. And from that, we learn how to obey and trust in God's providence. Patience and perseverance is very important in our prayer life. So in faith, we pray and wait. And in waiting, we must always be listening to what God is saying, and we must put our trust in him. And he will make all things beautiful in his own time. One child told his mom, I will no more pray to God because he does not give me what I want. And I know, even as adults, many of us find ourselves in this situation. In our prayer, we want God to act immediately to give us what we want. But my dear brothers and sisters, this parable does not suggest that God writes a blank check for us, granting us whatever we want, whenever we want it, in the form we ask for it. Because sometimes a loving father has to refuse the request of a child because he knows that what the child asks would hurt rather than help him. My dear people of God, God is like that. He knows what to give us, when to give it to us, how to give it. Only God sees time in a whole. And therefore, only God knows what is good for us in the long run. That is why Jesus said that we must never be discouraged in prayer. Instead, we have to leave the answer to God's time and decision. While saying what Jesus said at the end, towards the end of his life, thy will be done. Sometimes when we say that, we think that the will of God will always be so palatable to us. My dear people of God, sincere and persistent prayer makes us ready to accept God's will. St. Francis once said, prayer is the breath that gives life to faith. Yet, prayer does not always come that easily. Perhaps one of the reasons that we sometimes struggle to pray is that our prayer seems to go unanswered. We lose heart. Jesus, I bet you, was very aware of this, and that is why he is talking to us this morning. For Jesus, this widow is an image of persistent prayer and persistent faith. That is the kind of faith that Jesus is looking for in each and every one of us. A faith that remains alive even in the face of repeated disappointment and setbacks. That is what St. Paul means when he said, towards the end of his life, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I have remained faithful. Through his parable, Jesus teaches us to be consistent and persevere in prayer at all times. Of course, being a man of prayer himself, he knew how important prayer was for his disciples. It will be the key to their success in their mission. The same goes for each and every one of us as Christians. If we must really have success in our respective vocations and missions, we must make prayer the foundation of our Christian life. It is an indispensable tool that every Christian needs for success. The prayer in question here is that which never gives up and that which draws strength from the Word of God. As we live our lives as Christians, let us not forget the question towards the end of today's gospel reading. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find the kind of perseverance faith displayed by the widow in today's parable? Will he find people persevering in faith? Will he find people of faith praying not only because of justice, but actively working for it? We each has a part to play in ensuring the prayerful answer to Jesus' question today, saying, "You will." My dear brothers and sisters, we must never be tired of praying, because God is never tired of listening to us. He might take time to open the door, like the judge in today's parable. However, if we do not quit, he will surely hear and answer us. I pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that God gives us the sufficient grace to enable us to be consistent in prayer and to trust him to be victorious against every battle and challenge in our lives through Christ our Lord. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master's key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Hallelujah. Prayer is the master's key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master's key. Amen.